It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We know what that countdown means. It could either mean the countdown for the Phillies' clinch a playoff spot, or the countdown to see if Hugh makes it back in the studio before the break is over.
I'm tired.
You run?
I was trying to. I don't think I can beat Schwarber no more.
There's no way. You're huffing and puffing after running down the hallway, dude.
No, you know what? It's picking him up and putting him down like that.
It's over, Hugh.
The old Great Mary ain't what she used to be.
It's not over yet, though, in the NL East, though. We're getting close. We are getting close. All right, so after last night, the magic number for the Phillies to win their first NL East title since 2011 is down to 18. That is the magic number to win this division now. And the magic number to make the playoffs, which really has never been in jeopardy, but the magic number to clinch a playoff spot is at 16 for the Phillies. So that one will obviously happen first. And then it'll be 18 to win the division. I continue to watch and see how the Mets are playing because they could very easily overtake the Braves for second place and that final playoff spot. The Mets are a half game back of the Braves. The Phillies last night chop another number off the magic number in big part because of Kyle Schwarber. Let's hear it. The montage of last night as Schwarber goes deep three times in Toronto.
The 1-1 on the way. It's blasted. Deep right field, and that'll turn it around. Kyle Schwarber hits one over the Phillies' bullpen. A leadoff home run, his 12th of the year. Pitch swung on, hit deep. Right field on a line. Springer turns, and that one is gone. And Kyle Schwarber locked in again. Swinging a ground ball right side off the glove. Guerrero's got it, and it falls down. Ball trickles away. Sosa coming around third. He's going to score. And Schwarber makes it a one-run ball game. Swung on, blasted, deep right field, it's so long gone! And the Phillies lead it!
Chad Green en 1-2, el lanzamiento, aquí viene, línea para el right field, la bola se va, se va, se va, ¡campanazo! Schwarber ball!
And a high fly ball to deep right field, they've come all the way back! A three-run missile! Kyle Schwarber's third home!
What a night for Schwarber and the Phillies, who now lead it 10-8 here in the ninth inning.
Three home runs last night here for Kyle Schwarber. He did something last night that only one other player has ever done in big league history, and that was him a month ago with the extra base hits, the leadoff home run, the ninth inning home run. What an incredible night for Schwarber. And in a game, Hugh, we thought they were done in the first inning.
Yeah, man, it was one of those ones. He's like, okay, this is not their night. But they got back to the fighting fields that they once were early in the season. You know, when they used to fight to stay in games or get back into games. They're like the fighting fields last night.
Yeah, they were. I mean, good at-bats late. Clemens had a really good at-bat to help get a run in. Sosa with a walk on a good at-bat. Schwarber's at-bat in the ninth inning was great, which obviously led to this third home run of the night. So big win. They play again today, this afternoon, actually. 3:07 is the first pitch. Bryce Harper is going to be in the lineup, even though most of us believe they should put Bryce Harper on the injury list today. So it's a Christopher Sanchez game today as the Phillies wrap up a very quick series in Toronto, and then they're off to Miami for four. All right, so the other big thing last night was the Brewers lost. They lost a back-and-forth late game against the Cincinnati Reds, or the Cardinals. So the Phillies' magic number now for the two seed, or the bye, I should say, a bye, is 22. So those are the numbers to keep in mind. They're basically jockeying for position with the Brewers. They play them coming up in 2 weeks, and I believe they only have to win one of those games to have the tiebreaker over the Brewers, because then they sweep them here in June?
Yes.
We were at one of those games, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
Castellanos? That was one of we did the game with our listener. I think that was the Brewers.
That's right, and Will was there, who was big Castellanos guy.
And he said he's going to have a walk-off hit in the World Series. That's how this thing ends.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That'd be great.
That'd be awesome. All right, so the Brewers are, the Phillies are about, I think, one. Let me see what it is. The Phillies are 82-56. They're 1.5 up on Milwaukee right now. And if they win one out there in a couple weeks, they will own the tiebreaker over the Brewers.
By the way, Rhys Hoskins, not been very good for the Brewers.
I haven't checked his splits. I know he has, 23 home runs?
He's got like a 700 OPS in the 8 hole. for the Brewers.
So they dropped, well, some of their young players have really emerged, so I guess they've dropped him in the lineup, that he is not as important to them as he was at the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
I would rather him here.
Well, of course. Well, yeah.
I mean, his bat would be welcomed here.
For sure. It's just interesting because, like, when you look at the Brewers, I mean, Yelich is hurt, right? You're kind of wondering where, like, all the firepower is coming from. It's a good young team. And it's not coming from Reese either. Like, you would think, since we haven't checked in on him in a while, like, and we know the Brewers are doing well, I just sort of automatically assumed that Reese was carrying the offense, but he's not.
Yeah, his OPS, you're right, is down to 708. He does have 23 homers, but he hit seventh last night. And the top of their lineup is Jackson Churio, who's 20 years old. Blake Perkins, who's young.
Churio's been great.
Yeah, I mean, they've got young players emerging here. And they're pitching. Their pitching is always good. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. John is up on WIP. Hey, John.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you doing?
John, we're good. How are you?
Good.
So what are you thinking?
I put down Freddie Mercury.
That's your guess for Hughes Clues, Freddie Mercury?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
It is not Freddie Mercury here. John, what do you think about Bryce Harper? Injured list?
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bryce Harper should take a break.
We could call that the injured list. What do you think? A little break for Bryce Harper?
Yes.
Put him on a break?
Ain't nothing wrong with drinking doing this.
No, and John, we appreciate the phone call.
That was a horrible call.
Ain't nothing wrong with
Freddie Mercury and give Harper a break.
Yeah.
Give John a break.
No. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't know if John, he's probably had he probably had an off day. I'm not saying he was drinking, but if he was, that's cool.
That's my fault.
Yeah, that's...
Wait a minute, what? What do you do?
Well, I mean, he put him up. Yeah. I mean, that's on Kyle more than us. This one's also on you. Cowboy Jim is next. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Hugh?
Yes?
What have I told you about the clues? The first clue you give today is he has a mustache?
Yes.
All right, so we're back to one in a billion, okay? You got to give two.
Wait a minute, two clues? I thought the first clue was a good one.
We don't want you to win anyway.
I can't win anyway. And as for that John caller, he should go on the injury reserve list. Yeah, definitely.
All right, Jim. You know, John gave us a take. He wants Bryce to have a break.
He took a take, all right. Listen.
That's actually the funniest Cowboy Jim's ever been.
Who knows what Sirianni does on an airplane?
He's going to sleep. That's what he told us yesterday.
But who knows? Me.
Jim, of everyone, you do know. So tell us.
People.
Tell us.
Careful.
Yeah. So, okay. So can I get a drum roll? Can I get anything like that? No? I'm not going to get a drum roll?
Yeah, that's a no.
No. Okay. All right. Listen, this is what he does. He sleeps.
All the time?
Well, okay. Whether it's a 30-minute flight or 9 hours. Well, 9 hours he may watch a movie, but every single flight that I've been on with him, the man sleeps, and that's what he does.
As he should.
Hold on a second.
He's probably dreaming of success.
Plane time, it could be a time of productivity. I mean, you could get a lot done on a plane.
All right. Let me just tell you this. His very first regular season game against the Atlanta Falcons, it was 4 years ago. I met him for the first time. That man slept all the whole way down, and I thought I was nervous for him. It's his first game. And that man slept the whole flight.
Went and they blew out the Falcons, so it worked.
Well,
it worked that time.
I guess it did. But and a shout out to two callers yesterday. After my calls yesterday, someone said that my call with Sonny Hill was great, and then someone said that no matter what you say about me and the Cowboys. I keep calling in. My love for the Cowboys is strong. Good luck, losers. Bye.
All right, that's enough, Jim. Get out of here. How about Jim spilling the beans on what goes on the Eagles team playing? We need to tap into that more.
That's weird that he's like the charter guy. And so I guess he's not doing the one for this game.
Well, he's on the phone with us.
Yeah, because he would have probably, you know.
Yeah, I'm not sure when the Eagles have, if they've taken off already. I mean, we know today they're leaving.
For whatever reason, I thought it was tonight. I don't know why I thought it was tonight, but I just felt
it's daytime, because if they fly at night, like, it's the time difference is only 1 hour.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that. I thought it was a big time difference.
I believe Brazil is kind of, are they behind us? Or I think it's Central Time, like our version of Central Time here. So they're 1 hour different from us based on where they are. Let's talk to, who we got? Jim in the Northeast wants to talk about Sirianni. What's up, Jim?
Well, yeah, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you. What are you thinking today?
We appreciate you, man.
I'm 75 years old. I'll be 76 on September 16th. I think I may know the answer to Hugh's question.
Mm-hmm.
I think I may know the answer, but I'm not sure. Dave Schultz.
That's not a bad guess.
Good guess. Not it, though. All right, Jim, what are you thinking here for Sirianni?
Sirianni, I give every coach until the season starts. You should wipe the slate clean because, you know, why think of the past? Let's see what happens. And that's why, yeah, I don't have anything other than that. And now if he loses the first four games.
Game four.
I'd probably change my mind.
Yeah, well, four games. He might not have a job if he loses the first four games. So we'll all change our minds.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And when they make them decisions, a lot of factors, you know, is firing the coach good for the team? Or, you know, I'm sure if you lose the first four games, they're probably going to think that. But we don't know, you know, when that's Jeffrey Lurie's decision, I guess. But, yeah, I give him a clean slate.
Well, Jim, that's noble of you. I like that. Every coach gets a clean slate every year.
Well, do you remember? Because I go back, I'm 76. I go back to the Flyers with the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember Dave Schultz trying stand-up comedy.
You know what? I felt like I had remember reading that. Obviously, I didn't remember that specifically.
Was he funny, though?
Was he good?
I heard he was, as Howard Eskin would say, brutal.
That means not good.
Yeah, Jim, that's a good phone call. We appreciate it. So how about that?
I didn't know he did stand-up.
I did read that at some
point.
That's
a good use of the clues, though.
That's
a good job.
He's following along. Unfortunately, no one has gotten this one yet, which means we're going to have to give away the obvious clue, the most obvious clue coming up next from Hugh to help give this prize away. 215-592-9494. Hit your phone calls coming up. We'll give this prize away. Sirianni, are you giving him a clean slate? I mean, let's be real. No, I'm not giving him a clean slate. Everything's on my mind from his entire tenure. Kyle has that slate slope so clean, I don't even know what happened last year. And he was just ready to pounce if one thing goes wrong.
Yeah.
And do we have a case of the Philly flu in Brazil? You got to hear what a state representative from Wisconsin is trying to hear. We'll hit that next. Your calls, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, let me tell you about this Hatfield bacon. You know, it's that time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of year. It's football season. And what's on my menu for this football season is pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork, tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're a tailgate king or gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.